Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
What up, everybody? This is Bam Erickson here for AfterBuzz TV for Power Season 5, Episode 7, titled The Devil Inside. Number 1, we got actor, Emmy-nominated actor, Mr. Brandon. Victor Dixon is in the building.
Hey.
Woo-hoo.
Number 2, we got executive producer, Shanna Stein. Yeah. And number 3, hey, we got the live chat, and we're going to answer some questions for you guys. So, man, let's go right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Baby.
Uh-huh. We all need a distraction.
Yes. Because there's plenty of distractions.
Man.
In this episode.
Filled of distractions.
Everybody is all over the place.
And speaking of all over the place, we have so much to do. So let's just get all over the topics. So I'm Bam Erickson, and I want to introduce the panel.
I am Jimmy V.
I'm Jill Monroe.
And I am your girl, Robin Ayers. And you guys, listen, actually, both of these people are no strangers to AfterBuzz. We're so excited to have them back.
Yeah.
As Bam said before, you know, these are our people. These are our family right here. We've got the attorney that you love to hate who plays Terry Silver on the show, Brandon. We love to hate you, but, you know, we love Brandon. So we've also got executive producer Shanna Stein in the building with us. So everybody, welcome to the show.
Okay, Brandon, so before we get into your character, I just want, again, we all want to congratulate you on the Emmy nomination. And really quick question, so where were you when you found out about the nomination?
Well, first, thank you very much. And I was on 33rd and 7th Avenue.
Wow.
I had just left the gym, and I was on my way to go pay. I was doing a friend a favor. They needed to. They're out of town, and they needed to pay something to their rent management company.
That is a great story,
right?
That's great.
Going out of town. Yeah. Sounds very familiar.
Fantastic.
Yes, and voting opened today for the Emmys.
Yes.
For you Emmy voters out there, I got my email today. I've got my vote in for Brandon.
Aww. Make sure you guys handle business
family.
If there are Emmy voters watching.
Right. He deserves it. He was amazing.
Come on in.
Amazing.
Okay, so we open up with Tasha in the elevator en route to Silver's house. James and Angela, they're also in a different elevator. So Tasha, Tasha seems to think that she's got Silver on lock. Angela's like, well, let's hope for all sake she's right. Ghost says, I know him. I'm not sure he's ready to lie for her. Angela said it'd be against his better judgment if he did. But when people are in love, they make bad decisions.
There were so many drop the
right.
So many moments
in this episode. I was
Angela,
and the way he looked at her, like, it just said it all.
So, Brandon, we have a question for you. Do you think that your character Silver really loves Tasha?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. I think he genuinely cares very, very deeply for Tasha.
Cares
but
and love is different.
That he won't cross. He needs Tasha to make it clear. That's why he got us. That's why he got up. Man, he was so like, nah, you need to prove to me that this is the real person you want to be, and that you really want to live on this side of the ethical line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we believe it.
So when Tasha goes to Silver, she says, "Well, you're backing me up, right?" And he says, "So you're asking me to commit perjury?" Then of course brings up James and says, "So you're still protecting James? You're in love with him after all this time?" I'm thinking to myself, after all of what time? This is all quite new, Silver.
After all this time of all the stuff you've gone through with James, like, we're talking about the scope of what she's gone through with James, the scope of the deception. That's what it's about.
I understand that, but I also think that it is not I'm kind of defending Tasha, but it's sometimes it's not as easy. I feel like Silver has never been married and he doesn't understand the dynamics of a marriage, because I feel like he's rushing and pushing too quickly before Tasha can really gather and get herself together.
Naivete to Silver. Mm-hmm. That we absolutely have to cop to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I agree with that. And I also think that there's a part of him that just will not let go of the fact that he wants to take Ghost down.
You know, so he's, it's something personal.
So what is
it? Never liked him.
Ghost down, but he doesn't appreciate the collateral damage of Ghost and Ghost behavior. I think that's really what it is. He doesn't, and he doesn't appreciate Ghost's lack of willingness to admit who he is. That's what it is. It's like, be who you're going to be, brother, but don't front. So, that's the first time we met, first episode, that's what we said.
So my question is, how does Silver know this? For me, it comes off as if you're prejudging.
My question for you is Silver wrong? Is Silver incorrect?
Silver is wrong because he didn't commit that crime.
No. Silver, say again. Have you been watching the show?
You are guilty of something.
We are the after show now.
Maybe you didn't do this. And I discover, he truly didn't commit this crime. Mm-hmm. But I've seen everything. I'm not an idiot. I've investigated the man. I know he's filthy. I know.
Yeah.
Shanna, go ahead and chime in. Come on.
No, well, that's what he said. He's like, I know you didn't do this, but you did something.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And I know when he pushed, I know what tools he goes to. That's really what the key is. It's like what you resort to. You may walk around, you may act as if, but when push comes to shove, I know your tools.
He doesn't,
so why don't you just be who you are?
For his own good, he doesn't want to know all the other stuff that Ghost has done. But I think the minute Proctor brought him in, he knows what kind of attorney Proctor is.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So he knows what that is. They were exposed. They did so much. He's right. They did so much research on this guy. He knows what it is. But at a certain point, there's attorney-client privilege only goes so far.
Mm-hmm.
And it only goes as far as to the crime that you're actually defending them for as that is. So he doesn't want to know the other stuff, but he does know he's bad. He knows what he's involved in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
the testament to the strength of his character that he still decided to help his friend Proctor, and he threatened his moral ethics as far as he could. Mm-hmm. As far as he could for his friend.
As we have seen. And that's why Proctor was such a smart lawyer, too, because he brought in somebody like Silver who has a sterling reputation.
Right, right.
Yeah. And I think that there's something where you say, like, does he really love her? I think it's that thing of, like, Courtney said something the other day of that, you know, you fall in love with somebody because how they make you feel about yourself, how they see you,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So Tasha sees him as this, you know, knight in shining armor, this person who can save her.
Yeah.
And yeah. So, and, you know, for, and she loves him because he sees good, you know, he wants her to be
right.
This really, you know, he's going to help save her. She can be a good person. He thinks she can be all this. Tasha can never be all that. Let's just be honest.
Right.
Like, you know, she's never going to go clean and be a nice lawyer's wife.
Tasha's the one who runs that whole clip.
Yeah.
Do you think that Tasha, do you think she played her cards wrong in how she approached Terry to get him to lie?
Yeah. She overplayed her.
Yeah.
She overplayed her.
She went all the way in.
And I think, but you know, he was down until Ghost really came and shook him up.
Jealousy.
That's my next question is, do you think that hurt or hindered when Ghost went?
It hurt.
I think it
hurt. And I don't think he would have done it in the end anyway. I think he would have prolonged, you know, whatever options he might have had to try and find a way other than just disappearing. But I think at that point he needed to get away, and it certainly hindered.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm going to say this, though. Although I do, I believe that Ghost shouldn't have done that. He definitely just did a little bit too much because Tasha had it. It seemed like she had it in, you know, she had it handled.
Jealousy.
It seemed that way.
Uh-huh.
But the thing that I liked about that was that Ghost is back in this episode.
Yeah.
Ghost is back. And so that was a Ghost move, like to do what he knows to do in his own, you know, in his own right.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's new Ghost is back. And don't nobody like new Ghost.
Don't nobody like new
Talk
Ghost.
About it, Brandon.
Ghost knows how to keep his emotions in check and just execute. Old Ghost knows how to handle business. That's why everything's going down the drain. That's why she pushed Silver too far anyway, because they don't have margins anymore. They're all just making moves and trying to get out. And that's...
They lost a child just mere weeks ago. Yeah.
Right.
Our story.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, that has rattled them to their core and upended everything. I mean, Ghost's whole thing has... His whole story this whole time has been like, I'm doing everything for the kids.
Right.
Yeah. I think that one of the things that I realized is when Tasha and Ghost was in Club Truth together, when they had the conversation, you realize that the two of them are the same. They're the same because they both use the same approach, and they even questioned each other in regards to how they handled it. I'm going to try and say this as PG as possible, but both Tasha and Ghost use their sex in order to get what they want. He gave it to Angela and she gave it to Silver. But the problem is, it's a little different with a guy. You can't just think that you're going to give something of that up. And then this man who's intelligent, he's a lawyer. He's a little
Isn't
more.
Isn't Angela intelligent and a lawyer?
Yeah, but she's way far gone.
She's besotted.
She's dickmatized. I'm sorry, but she is. She's gone. And Donovan even said, like, girl, you're gone.
I mean, right. She
great
is.
Great as that word is.
Speak on it, Shannon. Speak on it.
No, as great as that word is, the problem with Angela and Ghost goes back to the same thing, how they see each other. They will never get over that first love. She's Angela, the angel. She's perfection. Mm-hmm. She represents innocence to him. He represents her first love that got away, that she had to do all that stuff. Both of their problems is they have a hard time seeing each other for exactly who they are today. Mm-hmm. They're still pursuing the dream, as she says, you know, is this, is the dream? Mm-hmm. Like that's their problem.
Yeah.
So it's not, yes. They use the sex for sure. But Ghost used the sex on the real estate lady. That's him using the sex.
Right.
Angela, their feelings, as messed up as they are, their feelings are real, and that's the problem. Mm-hmm. They can have sex with other people all they want. Like, I saw people were going crazy that she like had sex with Tampio, and all of that. And he had sex. They've had sex with other people. Mm-hmm. It's not the sex. It's that these two, like, they are like addicted to each other in love.
And so when Tasha gets the text message while she's having a lunch with Keisha.
Oh, come on. The Silver message. Come on by. Yeah. That was low.
Yeah. Man.
Let's have an open discussion. I mean, did you think that he was going to literally pack all of his belongings, move out of his nice deluxe apartment,
give that check back,
the check back, and he bounced,
gone.
I mean, Ghost gone. Had him. He even dream said move. To Ghost, "Oh,
it
go ahead."
Was a dream move.
What?
Say that. We said it was an extreme move.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
That was deep. Yeah. You know.
Circumstances.
You broke up for a second.
I think the connection is going a little bit slow.
I said, but these were extreme circumstances. It was an extreme move, but these were extreme circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yes.
Ghost shook him up. Period.
Yeah.
Ghost appeared a bit jealous, even though he was in protector mode. I said that last week, because he kept stressing, my wife. You don't even care about your wife in that manner anymore. So it felt a little menacing.
I didn't take it that way only because Ghost said something in regards to, he ain't that type of ninja.
Yes. I believe that too.
He's not that type of dude, and he's not, it's like game that. Recognized game.
Okay, but even in that, even if because he's not that type of dude, you're falling for a sucker? I feel like that's part of it. Like, you're falling for him?
No,
but oh, yeah.
Not in that way. Like, you're trusting him. Yeah.
I get it. I think that it was, you know, Ghost was more so coming from a place. He said it. I think that he feels like he wants to make sure that everyone is covering Tariq in this situation. Mm-hmm. And so maybe he doesn't think Tasha has it handled. So he's going to go and ensure, Ghost being who he is, going to go and, like, put his extra emphasis on it. That's what I think.
Tasha does not. I mean, yeah, it's all cute and everything that she dropped the mic and was like, you know, Terry loves me better. That is bullshit. That's not the reality. And Ghost is looking out for their system.
But I think she really does believe that. I think that
bless
that's
her heart.
And that's the problem.
You guys see it differently, yes, but I think she really feels that.
They were closer to their goal before Ghost did that. Like, Tasha's more right than Ghost is. What Ghost did is an example of exactly why Tasha and Angela kept him out of it, because they knew that he would go do something like that, and this didn't require a sledgehammer. It required a scalpel.
I agree.
That was a nugget.
Right.
I agree with that. I just think that in the sense of Tasha getting Terry, who is very straight by the book. So going back to
him, but Angela was straightened by the book.
She was.
And that's the thing. So if somebody had come in and shook her, you know, mm-hmm. early on, mm-hmm. who knows? But for Terry, Ghost will never know what Terry really would have done, mm-hmm. because Ghost came in, as Brandon just said, with mm-hmm. a sledgehammer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so they didn't let, you know, they didn't get a chance to get it to play out.
So, Shanna and Brandon, I have a question for both of you. Where is Silver? Is he coming back? Where is he at? Is he?
The questions will be answered in future episodes. That's fair enough, right, there you Brandon? Go. Without
future
giving it away.
Future episodes meaning season 5 or 6. Can you tell?
I think we can say the questions will be answered soon.
Soon.
Okay.
You will find something out. I'm not saying if you'll see him or if people will talk about it or what. We're not giving anything away. Mm. But you'll find out soon.
That sounds like season 5. Right? Okay.
We'll go with that.
We're in episode 7, so
that's right.
And could then be 601.
And then Brandon, really quickly, I just want to go into some other things. Like I said, you know, the Emmy nomination, which was fantastic. You know, you did the live broadcast. We just want to congratulate you on all the success that you've been having. In addition to that, I've also heard that you are going to be a part of season 2 of Spike Lee's She's Gotta Have It.
Yeah, I will be. I will be making a brief turn in season 2 of She's Gotta Have It. We had some fun a couple weeks ago, so yeah, that will be coming out. Mm-hmm. Sometime. I don't know when the show returns to Netflix, but that will be happening. We had a really good time.
Such a great show.
And so prior to Power, you've been more of a theater actor. But with the success of Power, are you getting more offers to do more TV and film? And are you gonna go in that direction?
In the last couple of years, I've been exploring more television and film projects, and so I have a couple of things that I'm producing right now, and a couple of things that are coming. So we'll see what comes over the horizon.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Do we have any?
We do. Brownie wanted to know if Silver is so ethical, she doesn't understand why he dated Tasha in the first place. Regardless, ex-client, ex-husband. So are his ethics really that strong?
Say
it one more time.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
Okay.
Sounds like Angela.
any other questions from the chat before we let him go, since he's on the East Coast?
They're just saying that he's petty and they love it. And that somebody's gonna die soon as part of that little triangle. Those are their predictions.
My question for you is, you know, I know you were here last time and we probably asked you the same question, but what's the reaction like on the streets? How are people approaching you?
I mean, you know, really on the streets, people approach me with appall at my behavior, which I don't really understand. Like that, how you gonna run around with Tasha? And I tell everybody, I Silver is a liberator. Ghost free. I'm free. And I don't see why anybody's so upset about it.
Well, there I you love have it. It.
I love it.
And the final thing before we let you go. So once Tasha goes to Silver's house and finds out that he's gone, then Tasha goes to Ghost and Angela's to Angela's apartment where Ghost is at, where they're having this dinner to celebrate.
Angela was right. She needs to move.
So we see that Tasha actually has the gun. Were we surprised that she had the gun?
No.
Okay. I wasn't surprised.
No. Okay. And so they need to come up with the new. They need to come up with the new thing. And so Tasha says that she wants to turn herself in. Ghost says no. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be me. Any final thoughts about that?
Yeah, I don't think that it'll ever even get to that point. I appreciate the both of them willing to stand up for the sake of their son or mm-hmm. whatever, but I just don't think it's going to get to that point.
Me either.
Yeah.
Something is about to go down, mm-hmm. y'all. We just don't know mm-hmm. what it is.
All right.
Well, we appreciate you so much, Brandon. Yes. Thank you.
Yay.
Much success. We are keeping our fingers crossed that you will get this Emmy.
Yes, much deserved.
Yes.
Vote for Brandon.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
thank you. Appreciate it.
I don't foresee anything happening to your character anytime soon because, you know, I love to kill people off. I think you are totally safe. And so when you come back in season 6, which I predict, please come back to AfterBuzz and chat with us some more.
I'm happy to come to AfterBuzz anytime.
Appreciate it. Thank nice. You.
Appreciate it.
Enjoy
thank
the rest
you.
Of your
so
night.
Like thank, a you, true diplomat. Right.
Thank you guys so much. And then let everyone know where you could be found on social media.
At Brandon V. Dixon on Twitter and Instagram. Brandon V. Dixon.
Awesome. Got it.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll talk again soon. All right. Bye.
Bye, Brandon.
All right.
Okay, so do you have an announcement that we want to go into before we go into the next segment?
Yes, After Buzzers, listen up. Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and so much more. We're working hard, you guys, basically, but we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. And by subscribing to our channel, this one, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help After Buzz continue to grow, and it's going to be amazing. So if you're worried about those notifications, please don't worry. They're optional. You can turn them on or off. But we just appreciate you. And thank you so much for helping us become the ESPN of TV Talk. So we appreciate you, AfterBuzz.
You just said if you subscribe to our channel, what is the channel specifically on that you would like the viewers of AfterBuzz Power
well, to go ahead and executive produce
let's give it to yeah. them
AfterBuzz TV Dramas
yes dramas.
AfterBuzz TV Dramas thank you Sam. Mm-hmm. Thank you Joe yes I love that direction you know right. she's not the executive producer for nothing
yeah, but
and so speaking of drama so doing the task force meeting as Mock and Sax are being disrespectful in front of Tamika which she clearly noticed about Angela so Angela and Donovan have this meeting and they talk and Angela asks him a question about Blanca Rodriguez and Donovan says he cannot say. Angela then reminds him that she had his back when Mike Sandoval tried to frame him as a mole. So Donovan tells her to stay away from St. Patrick and when it comes to him, her judgment is beyond impaired. She asks, what does my cop case have to do with St. Patrick? Donovan says, you tell me. Whatever happens, I'm not going to take the fall for you. And as of now, I don't owe you a goddamn thing. So,
whoop.
Does Donovan owe Angela this favor?
I think he does. And, you know,
she saved his life.
And he, without even, I think he says he doesn't owe her anything and all of that. But in a way, he's kind of even telling her what's up a little bit. And I thought a while ago, probably when the season first started, I was like, okay, Donovan is going to be her friend, you know, because of the way that she looked out for him before. So, but you see, I get mixed reviews from him because sometimes his face turns up, like when he's in the boardrooms and everybody's talking about taking Angela down, mm-hmm. he's just like, whoa, like, really? Like, and you're attaching Angela to this and all of this stuff. But then when he goes to her, it's like he's got a chip on his shoulder. So a little bit of mixed reviews, but ultimately he did even help her out a little bit. Now mm-hmm. she knows that there's somebody trying to take her down in the office.
I say by him saying, listen, Molly, you a danger girl. Basically what he told her.
Yeah.
He says,
you have no friends.
He says, you need to stay away. I felt like he gave her what she needed to hear.
Absolutely.
So I felt like he didn't owe her anything after that because as we find out later, she then goes and realizes that someone is actually at her job, is actually trying to take her to jail.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I agree. I was like, he is a white hat, as mm-hmm. we would say.
Yeah.
He is a good guy, and he has seen the good in Angela, but now there's just problem after problem.
Yeah.
You can only defend somebody for so long. And I think it's that thing, like, the debt has been paid.
Yeah.
You have been warned after this. That's pretty much what he said.
I'm not in it.
Right?
Yeah, he's definitely fed up.
He's got to look out for himself. He's got a kid, too.
Yeah.
He can't go down. There's no reason for him to go down with her. He's not a Wookiee.
Yeah.
He doesn't know how to light
the debt. Yeah. So Angela figures out that Tommy is not the distro when he asks, why did the Jimenez get out? So then Proctor goes to Mock, but he isn't there. So he tells Cooper Sachs that he's done playing games and he is filming. And he's filing harassment charges. Cooper says he can make a call and get his lawyer license back. Help me understand, how exactly did Proctor lose his license in the first place?
Oh, when he got it suspended. I'm going to have to...
Wasn't it from, because of the trial, they felt like him representing Tommy and Ghost was a conflict of interest and it was somewhere in there?
I can't remember. And someone asked me, and I ask questions, no one can...
Yeah, it was... He had the censure hearing, and Silver actually testified.
Yes.
Good old Silver, right?
Because he had to speak the truth. And so they have pressed forward with that. And since they are the ones who pressed forward with it, they can come back and say, you know what? It didn't cause any problems in our case.
Okay.
We're fine. That's where he thinks he can go. That's the offer that he's making to Proctor.
Okay.
To help him with the case.
So then Cooper Sack says to him, if you can give me any information in regards to if Angela is covering up a murder. So... then Proctor and Tommy, they figure out that after Teresi mentioned in the car about the hit, which we'll talk about later, Silver knew because Angela told Proctor and then Proctor and Tommy had him killed. So then Proctor says, but if this is a murder she's trying to cover up and someone's onto her, then we're all implicated. And Proctor says, stop killing people. Tommy says, no. So I'm kind of giving the overall, but there's more questions. So Tommy now confronts Angela in the car about what they just discovered, and she says, what's your point? Tommy then says, I open my mouth about this to anybody, you going down. Angela says, and I could be going down anyway because someone in my office is trying to put me in jail. Tommy says, over Sandoval? Angela says, no, I need to eliminate the problem. He says, you got the devil inside. I thought you were one of the good guys. That's deep. Open discussion. Go.
Man. It's...
Well, she almost puts a hit on somebody in the car.
Yeah.
She comes this close to putting Tommy on somebody. And then she's like, give me a minute.
Yeah.
She gives him a first name even.
Yeah.
She does.
And just the way that she looked at him, and what I find so interesting is she did, this is what I wonder. So will Tommy find out who John Mack, would he find out about John Mack bothering Proctor and kill him before Angela even gives him the okay?
I mean,
it seemed like Tommy was very eager to get the job done.
I mean, he's on the killing
streak. Left the car and said, okay, let me know.
Right.
I mean, it seems like, too, for me, part of the issue is everyone is concerned about this murder, but each little faction or alliance thinks that it's a different murder that they're focusing on. So it's kind of like, you know, you remember that old thing, who's on first? Everyone's confused. You know, they're like, no, it's this murder. No, it's Sand. You know? So yeah. I do think that Tommy is anxious, but I think everyone is confused because everyone is linking up with someone else and jumping to conclusions as to what the real purpose is. So,
And then let's backtrack. So Angela has lunch or something with Steve Tampio. And so she breaks him down. She's like, you're the DIA, you're the CIA, you're all these things all mixed together without an official name. So Angela says she needs a new job. So because I'm Petty Pablo, I asked,
that's not for her,
is she stupid? But at first it at first, possibly, is she stupid to think that Steve can get her this job, knowing that he's like Olivia Pope almost, to the point where he has all this access to these things. Steve Tapio can pretty much figure out anything. How does she expect to get a job?
Because it's not for her.
Right.
But,
Was it possibly for her?
It was not for her. This is her solution to get rid of my... Instead of killing him, I'll give him what he ultimately wants and move him out of the way, and I won't be the target anymore.
But remember that conversation was before before Tommy confronted her.
Okay, so let's well, because Shanna might be able to put all of this to a rest. Because was she possibly asking for herself initially, and then when she had the conversation with Tommy in the car, she says, well, wait, let me try something first.
Yeah.
Did she just come up with it right then and there to try to get...
I also think she was a little turned off because Steve start trying to start the whole boo up thing.
I'll show you around.
You know, he's hinting at a relationship that we can start over in DC, and because she's on the verge of getting back with James, I thought she was probably like, "Eh, I'm good."
Mm-hmm. I think she was just really just trying to set up the future. I think she just wanted to know if the option was actually there.
For
so
herself.
If she has to use that card, okay, boom. Hmm.
So then, do you
well,
think?
Oh, well, let's find out, Shanna. Which one was it?
I love hearing all the theories. and I don't know that. Look, I don't know that there is a right answer of what was discussed. Mm. You know, as the stories are being pitched and the different things, everything always evolves, right? And the motivations do change with all the information. I love how much of all the nuance you guys pick up on. It's amazing. Mm. And you're all right in different areas, right? Like, I do think she was genuinely exploring the options, you know? Is she actually going to leave?
No.
Nah.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But then, so she was looking for herself. Mm-hmm. And then you're right. It wouldn't work for her, really. Mm. But for somebody else, and she has that realization, like, mm-hmm. let me try this. Let me see if I can get him. I got to get rid of Mock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She knows she's got to get rid of him. She's like, oh, maybe I can get rid of him by getting him out of town. Mm-hmm. Maybe I don't have to put a hit out on him. Right. You
know? Do you think that John Mock is going to bite?
No. He's too passionate about the whole thing. Like, and I hate him.
I don't think he's a white hat, though. I don't think John Mock, just by what he's doing with Teresi, I feel like this is just personal because of the previous things that happened with Angela and he didn't get the job.
Can I co-sign with you? I mean, the fact that Cooper and Mock were disrespecting Angela in front of Tamika, which she noticed... No, like, there is no white hat for Cooper Sacks and John Mock.
You gotta, you gotta get sung on here. You gotta get sung in here.
Yeah, we really do. Yeah, that would be awesome. Let me chime in and say that, first of all, I like this. Okay, but secondly, I do believe that Mock is after power, and he's after a position.
Yes,
and I do believe that ultimately, like, that's why he's after this whole Teresi thing. This thing would blow up really big for him. So why do you think then he actually sat down to entertain even that thought, the option of Angela giving him that job?
I think
if it wasn't about a power move.
I think because when Angela called him to an office, he's a smart man. He's not going to reject her. He wants to hear probably what BS that she's going to say so that he can try and figure out to use it. Uh-huh. So I don't think that he went in knowing that Angela was going to offer them a job.
Right.
He just went in thinking, okay, let's see what this broad has to say.
Yeah, I think that's what it started off as. But I think when she started her pitch, she piqued some areas that are of interest to him.
Yeah.
So
Mock is out for Mock. We've done that since he first walked in. He's got high ambitions.
Mm-hmm.
He's very political.
Mm-hmm.
And he is out for the power.
Yeah.
For sure.
Just like the show.
Connie.
Oh, I love Connie.
She stepped up. She stepped up.
Connie. Okay, so let's talk about, that whole, team of Teresi.
I'm sorry, I'm Team Kate. I am Team Kate.
Really?
Oh my goodness. I love her so much.
Well, this is She's good. Let's open up this whole conversation. Right. Yeah, Teresi, Tommy, Sammy, Miss Egan, Keisha, and Tasha, all of them.
Okay.
So they go and pick up money from a guy named Romano. Teresi knew that he was in the MCC. Was that scene not powerful, guys?
Man.
Yeah.
The guy tried to shorten the money, and Tommy, Sammy held him down while Teresi tortured and killed him, which was the first time we saw Teresi.
With the screwdriver, very gruesome. Power-ish, though.
That's what power does.
Yeah. I mean, that's the cop that he's been in the show for multiple episodes. He was the one who was like the intake guard with Tommy back in the day. So he was there when Teresi, because he was an MCC.
Yeah.
So he's been around, and he has not been kind to these guys. Now it's like, oh, hey, all's forgiven, right, Tommy?
Yeah.
Oh, psych. Wow. Payback.
Yep. It's a nice comeuppance.
It definitely nice. So in the car ride home before they killed Romano, Teresi asked, how did they clean the money before? And Tommy blabs once again that they had a wash and fold business and that Ghost was the mastermind behind everything, which I hate that he's telling everything about Ghost.
Everything.
Yeah.
No filter.
Spilling the beans.
Yeah. So anyway, Teresi invites him over.
He's finally got a dad.
I know. That's what it is. So when Teresi invites Tommy over and disinvites Sammy, he's like, sorry, it's for family
it's
only.
It's a family thing.
First of all,
That reminded me, go ahead. Didn't it remind you of how Tommy has been displaced at times with Ghost? Yeah. I felt like
that whole trio. Right. Yeah.
It was the exact same thing when Ghost says, you know, he's been your dad for 15 minutes, I've been your family for forever. Mm-hmm. And I feel it was the same exact thing.
Exactly.
Sammy is now feeling, wait a minute,
you don't know him.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, obviously with that, but then there's also the side talks that Teresi and Sammy are having, you know, that are like supposed to be taking Tommy out and all of that. So I'm just looking, I'm watching Sammy with the eye. He's looking at everything and he's looking a little bit salty. Uh-huh. But you guys, so they go over, then Ms. Egan calls asking him to come over for dinner and to bring home a Coke.
Party favor. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Party favors.
She hears Tony's voice in the background. Oh!
No, there's a big difference between a Coke and some Coke.
Yeah. Oh, some. Yeah. There we go. Oh, a hit on Coke. That's what she wanted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Party favor.
Yeah. You're so sweet.
Yeah, that was so good.
No.
Not the sweet guy. Okay, some Coke. So number one, the question is, do you think Sammy feels like Ghost? I mean, we just talked about that. He's been your family, you know, so yeah, clearly we have our thoughts on that. Also, Tommy blabbing, you know, what do you think about the fact that Tommy is just spilling, even though Ghost said to him, don't, when you're around your dad, when you're around Teresi, act like you don't know me. And he was like, you know, done deal. No problem. Yeah. What do you guys think about the fact that he's blabbing now?
Tommy is as dead as fudge.
He wanted his dad to be proud of him.
It hurts my heart, fam.
Listen, I we love Joseph. You know, he's been rocking with us since season one, but... He's dead.
I do too.
But meanwhile, I loved the scene at the table where Teresi is asking Connie, so give us your thoughts. You know, you're about this life, right? Mm-hmm. What should Tommy do to clean this money? She comes up with a brilliant ambulance idea. It's brilliant, right?
And
I think we all agree.
I kind of copied it down at home.
I was kind of mad I didn't come up with that idea. I was like, that's a little bossy.
Thank you, Connie.
So, you guys, let's talk about the scene.
Yeah.
When, obviously, our dear Kate shows up. And she shows up at the house. Oh, what do you think about that scene right there?
I hated it.
Why?
What tore at you, Bam?
I hate to see two women fighting over this bastard creep dude who is sitting in the middle with his bastard son, and these two women are fighting over each other when they were with, you know, they fell in love, they got with the same man. And they're two, I hate to see two women fighting. I'm sorry, I hate it.
But that beef is like 30 years old at this point. That is a long, it's not even really about him at this point.
Well, let's back it up and just talk about the fact that Connie just recently found out, and she admitted to Teresi that that Tommy is, you know, Teresi's son.
That goes to show what a sorry ass dude that Teresi is, because
he says
I'm so sorry, I didn't like lying to you either, I didn't know how to tell you either, can you forgive me, if you can't it's gonna kill me.
I mean, I feel like
he's the worst.
He's sorry. And two women fighting over this sorry.
Fighting over him.
Okay, but this is the thing. It's the
Kate
reason.
Kate comes there to get her son back.
I know. I understand that. But
they're not fighting over him. She's not fighting over him. I agree with you on the.
It stems from the relationship.
That part is long gone. Bam.
The resentment is there, and that's where Connie gets the zing in. Mm-hmm. You know,
she thought.
The resentment is certainly from long ago. Mm-hmm. But Teresi clearly made his choice. He stayed with his wife. you know, he left Kate and the baby to fend for themselves. And Kate really, you know, she didn't even tell Tommy about him. Like, she also kind of took Tommy away as well. Mm-hmm. So, and they had this whole life. So now she's not going, she's going there to get Tommy. She's not going there for Tressie. She's known Tressie's out for a while. If she wanted to mess with Tressie, she could have gone and messed with them.
Good point.
Because Tommy already told her, like, he's out. She's like, stay away. He's the devil.
Right.
You know, she's warned him to stay away. Mm-hmm. And Kate is like the best, worst mother ever. Mm-hmm. And I love that she's the absolute worst mother ever. And yet, everything she says is true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Tommy's whole life, he has learned you cannot trust her or listen to her, right? So he doesn't trust his mom. She's been a terrible mother, but now she's being the best mother she can. When she's like, he's the devil. Is he the devil?
Yes, he is.
He is the devil. Yeah, she learned that 35 years ago. Mm-hmm. But Tommy so desperately wants the dad that that's his weakness. Right. And so we see all the characters' vulnerabilities. I mean, that's what the writers do, I think.
They do so well
on the show. Great job. You know, Tommy's such a crazy, tough psychopath. And yet, here's the weakness. This is the thing he didn't have. And now it's all of a sudden it's dangling in front of him. I can have a dad. And he's got, you know, his mom's still a cokehead. She's calling him, hitting him up for drugs. Yeah, so. Right. You think he's going to listen to her right after? She's like, oh, yeah, bring me some drugs, you know. Yeah.
Right.
And then she's like, oh, wait, stay away from him. He's the devil.
You know, he thinks
that she's being selfish.
It's the same thing what Tariq is going through with his dad, because Ghost didn't give up information. He now resents Ghost. Mm. Tommy resents Mrs. Egan because you kept this secret from me all this time. Right. So it's really the same thing.
Yeah. Nonetheless, I really did not like that scene as far as the two of them. You have Tommy and Tressie like grabbing her, bringing her back, and she's really there. Like, she really is in her truth.
Yeah.
I mean, and then Connie, but I have a love for Connie as well. And so when she was like, yeah, you hurt my son, I was like,
I'm gonna be back for you, Connie. You gonna say that about my kid? Okay, that was crazy.
Yeah. Well, did you guys have anything else to say about that before we?
I was kind of confused because when Corny was on the show, you guys spoke about woman on woman fighting. So when I saw that scene and then after watching the show, I was confused just a bit.
Well, I don't think that, I mean, because I think that it wouldn't, Courtney was like, she's really against that whole cat fight, literally like physical come to blows.
Okay,
but we've seen the women disagree and get even like, you know, riled up or whatever. So that to me was more about what that was about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she went there to get her son back. She didn't go there to claw Connie's eyes out.
Yeah, gotcha.
You know, so and they didn't. It didn't come to that, but it was the impulse was strong when she said that you heard my son. I mean,
that was
a good one.
I felt that.
You've known him for 15 minutes.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
And after, you know, Kate was a young mom, like she raised him 100% on her own, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a little conflicted just because Connie says something. She says to him that she said to Tressie, I'm glad he's around. He'll be able to take care of you when I'm gone. She's dropping all of these seeds to make him not do what he needs to do.
Yeah.
But then when you think Tressie is going to say, okay, I'm going to keep Tommy around. But then he goes and tells Mock about,
what did he tell
Mock?
He told Mock about Ghost killing the guard in jail. That doesn't involve Tommy. It doesn't put the light on Tommy.
He knew about that when he was in jail.
That's
all a Ghost. That's not Tommy.
I felt like he picked that one because when Tommy was rattling off the crimes in the car, they all involved him. And this is the one crime that Tommy is not connected to.
At all.
So, I
do think that Connie, I personally think that that was because you know how much he respects her and loves her. I think that she just put like another seed in his mind, like, okay, that is your son. So I think he does have that in the back of his mind. And ultimately, you know, we can save predictions, but
I feel better now.
I do feel like that's going to help turn him a little bit towards helping Tommy out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They did mention also at the table that Tommy needs to have a girl, a woman who's, you know, down
man.
For him.
Yeah.
And, you know, he goes over to see Miss Keisha. What do y'all think?
I want Keisha. Keisha to stop.
I know, Keisha.
I need you to stick with your guns.
Why are you riding?
You are going to be collateral damage. You in danger, girl.
I just wasn't
damage.
A fan how a couple of episodes before when Tommy stopped by the house, she was completely, no, Tommy, nothing. I'm done with you. Mm-hmm. Now, this episode here, she let him in, listen to him.
Can I make a because he came with the, I met my dad, they want to meet you. That's what a woman wants to hear.
You say she was like, no. But she let him in and she talked.
Yeah.
She did.
Before she sent him out. And she was like,
because that's what you want to hear from a man. Ultimately, that's what she wants.
Ooh, is that right?
And she was playing it. And she was playing. And she said, like, ooh, I made him think I had somebody else
right,
coming.
Right, yeah.
Like, she's dancing. Mm-hmm. That's doing the dance. The like, most she's in still.
The most romantic thing is, for breakfast, he made her fucking serious.
Listen, but this is a killer. Yeah. You know he's a killer director. And he's in your kitchen trying to show this is his tenderness as far as he can be that she knows with the man. So that's his way of intimacy and reaching.
Listen, but you didn't let.
I was being petty. I know you were, but what I'm saying is, to a girl that obviously Keisha has not, she's like looked at Tasha's relationship with Ghost and there's things that she wants. Mm. So these little signs are, oh my God, he's picking me.
Jill better stand for Tommy. Jill better stand. Listen. You know what? But you know what?
He stayed for breakfast.
Yes.
That's the major key, right?
Most importantly, he stayed. But you know, don't y'all want Tommy to be back in love and have somebody?
Not with Keisha.
Tommy needs to get himself right.
All right. We're moving on.
I have two suggestions. When it comes to Keisha and when it comes to, what's the little girl's name? The daughter of Ghost and Tasha. What's the little...
Yaz.
When it comes to Yaz and Keisha, I need you to do a Judy Winslow, like Family Matters.
I need you to
go put them in the room, let them go upstairs, and never let them come
back.
That is
the wrongest. Bam! I'm trying to say that.
Because there's no point in this. I mean, I understand that Keisha will eventually have to be questioned and cover the alibi, but Keisha is just dumb. She's been the best friend for 20 years. And she acts like she knows nothing. She's so sad and pathetic. She just drives me crazy.
Oh my gosh! Like, ooh, you just went hard in the paint.
I did. She drives.
I love Keisha.
I love Keisha.
I love her. What I'm always surprised by is all the people who love her that want her to get together with Tommy. They're like rooting for Tommy and LaKeisha, and I'm like, did you see what happened to his last girlfriend? Like, how can anybody who say they like her want her to end up with him? I mean, I get it. People start, you know.
I mean, and the flip side is Holly wanted to go for his brother, Ghost.
Yeah.
I mean, like, not that that was right, Tommy. Don't be killing nobody. But I'm just saying, like, Keisha's already part of the family.
He chose Ghost. That's the whole thing. He chose Ghost over Holly.
Yeah, yeah.
And then one other question. So Tasha finds out that Tommy's dad is alive through Keisha running her mouth at the restaurant. So I'm just going to ask one question, and my question, where's my question? My question is, so what will Tasha do with this information? Is she going to ask Tommy? Will she figure it out from Angela about Teresi? Will she tell Ghost? I think Tasha and Ghost may actually have to use this information. They may have to kill Tommy. That's my prediction. They may have to kill him because... Tasha was Tasha was very like, what? She kept asking questions. She was like, why haven't I never heard of this guy? Like, she's asking questions. Keisha, you know, she don't know nothing.
I just don't think that they would kill Tommy. I mean, that seems
Tasha
so far-fetched.
Tasha was just the last one to know. Yeah. Like, Ghost already knew.
Yeah.
I think she's just trying to figure out what's going on.
But
yeah,
Tommy's dead. Tommy's dead. Out of jail.
Did you just shake with fury?
Yeah, okay. I did. That's major information that Tasha does not know. Obviously, when her and Ghost
that's like not the priority right now.
I do love the predictions, and then the ones that are right and the ones that are off.
Somebody said something wrong.
But you do it, and then sometimes you're like, oh yeah, I was right. And then sometimes
because we got
I just want you to talk about some of the predictions you were wrong on.
We got you with Raina last year.
We've actually gotten quite a few predictions right, you know, and some wrong. We pay attention. What do you say?
Everybody dies.
Well, I mean, what they say is a satisfying ending is inevitable but surprising.
Yeah.
Mm. A lot of people thought it might be Tariq who got killed, right? It's like one of these kids is going to get killed.
Yes, that's true.
And then it was like, oh, Tariq, he's heading for it. Oh, it's Reyna.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Can we talk about Two-Bit and Spanky? You know they're my new favorites.
Yeah, Jimmy, hit it.
No, make it happen, Jimmy.
Sure. All right, so Two-Bit and Spanky, obviously they are up to something, but Tommy brings Jason, what is that, tomorrow?
Two million.
Yeah. 2 million, but says that Jimenez got arrested, but somehow got out. Jason says if the feds cut him loose, the Jimenez must have given them up. So something in exchange must have gone down. They could be snitching on his organization. So he moves up the timeline and says, you have to kill them in order to get the ports, which we all know.
Yeah.
Kanan steps in, and what I love about Kanan, he stays true to himself. He's all about himself. He's selfish. So he's like, I know exactly what to do.
Yeah.
And he steps in, and Jason says, I wasn't talking to you, old friend. And if he hadn't gotten the money, all you guys would have been dead, which is exactly true. Mm-hmm. So when they leave, Ghost asks, why did Tommy not tell him about the whole thing? And we see Tommy take control. This is my organization. I'm doing it how I do it. And that's not the first time, but we see him actually taking responsibility of the whole thing.
Missed up.
Yeah. Exactly true. Meanwhile, Tommy leaves and Ghost asks Kanan to kill Diego for him. Open discussion?
I thought that everything worked in Kanan's favor because Kanan played his cards right. And then plus, I have a problem with 2-Bit, which we won't get in too much because 2-Bit, the character, he'll actually be here in a couple weeks, so we can kind of get more into that. But 2-Bit runs his mouth too much.
He runs straight to Kanan.
Can I just say that I did call that he was going to switch sides. Now, I did think that he was going to switch.
I thought he was going to go.
But I thought he was going to go to all three of them, Kanan, Tommy, and Ghost, but he just went to Kanan. But nonetheless, he did switch sides, so to speak, and just started talking, so...
Every time Dre calls 2-Bit Francis,
hilarious.
You know that that's going to get it out.
Like, his government name?
Do that shit, Francis.
I was like, oh my God.
He's sunning him.
He is completely sunning him. Really quickly, really, really quickly, was it this episode or was it the last where Ghost and Dre had the scene at the bar where they...
Last.
Okay, the dopest scene ever to me. It was one of the it was like a mirror image, the way that they both, you know, agreed and then they took the shot. That, you know what I'm saying? That scene was just so dope.
It's the old strangers on a train.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
To each other's murders.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
love
so.
Love that. Okay, so go ahead.
They're saying we have to wrap. I just want to ask three other questions and I promise we'll wrap. Okay, so like I said, we'll get more into that once. The actor's name is Michael J. Ferguson, and so he'll be in for episode 8, so we'll get a little bit more into the 2-Bit character and the Spanky character when he gets here. As far as Kanan and Tariq is concerned,
yes.
Kanan, so first of all, Kanan is now kicking it in the boys' dorm room, and he says that he's ready full on because he's ready to do some grown man shit.
Yeah.
Thoughts on that?
Ghost 3.0.
Tariq is just tired. Yeah. I'm ready to get my own bread.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I mean, yeah.
He disregarded his text message.
Yes.
Yep.
But Ghost should have went up to the school, though, as a father. I feel like for that type of conversation, you can't just send a text or a voicemail. I get it. There's other things going on, but that probably needed a face-to-face.
And that is...
Oh, you mean Ghost isn't dad of the year?
You know?
Yeah. Making some mistakes with his communication with his son?
Did anyone think that Tariq was going to actually go with Kanan to go kill Diego? I was so glad that he at least dropped the boy off.
I was happy
about
that.
Yeah. Me too.
Right.
Okay, and one thing that was... Go ahead.
I just loved one part of that scene. The game of chess that Kanan and Tariq had is the equivalent to what power is. You think you're one step ahead, somebody's three steps ahead.
Yeah.
I just thought that was dope.
Another thing, Kanan is a very lost soul. He talks about how no one visited him in jail. Mm. And Tariq says, don't worry. If you get locked up, I'll come visit you. Tariq is so, like, he thinks like his mom and dad. He thinks that I will never get caught in what I'm doing. He is truly the equivalency of both Tasha and Ghost. Mm.
And he is also the mirror image of Ghost and Sean, except on the opposite. You know, Ghost was trying to show Sean, like, the right way, like a businessman, put him in a nice suit, and Kanan is taking Tariq and showing him the streets. It's crazy.
Okay, final question. Final question with Ghost, Tate, and Alphonse. So Ghost brings a recording, or James brings a recording to with Alphonse. He didn't even seem like he didn't even give it. He didn't even care at the recording. He put the phone down, recorded it. He didn't even care. So,
give me my paper.
So Alphonse says that that Ghost says that he's gonna pay him double whatever Councilman Tate is paying him. Mm-hmm. Alphonse says, oh, you're going to skim even more? He reveals that Tate has been taking money from the Queen's Child's Project funds off the tap, off the top in order to pay him.
Yeah.
And then Ghost goes and has his moment with Tate. Final thing.
We see Ghost go back to the old Ghost.
Yep. Yeah. That's it.
No.
And just, Tate deserved it.
And he said, I know you will.
Boom. And taking care of business.
That's all.
Back to, I mean, and Courtney said that. She was like, listen, we're not done here. You know, you'll see Ghost kind of get back to Ghost. But what I also noticed in that scene is how it's what a normal sort of man successful would do. He would go and call his wife and he'd be like, let's celebrate. It's what he did. Yeah. He went to Angela, whom he believes that's a celebratory moment with. Yeah. So it just kind of it shows you the direction that he's trying to go in.
Chump.
All right.
There's that.
Okay, so Mrs. Stein, the executive producer of Power. So you told me that you guys are working on season 6, and so far you guys have 3 episodes in the can?
Not in the can. No,
I mean,
scripts. 3 scripts.
Ooh.
Episode 3 came out tonight.
Exciting.
That's on my way over here.
So,
are you biting nails?
Well, first of all,
so good?
You guys got to get through this season. I was like, next week is crazy.
Oh my god.
Episode 508 is one of the best.
So we're hearing. Yeah. So
no, it's
yeah. We heard that it's going to be off the chain, as well as the finale is going to be supersized.
The next 3 episodes.
Oh my gosh.
All right, y'all heard
it's
that.
Going,
I'm getting butterflies now.
No. It's going down.
Oh
and
my gosh.
It's Power. I'll just say, not everybody will be left standing at the end.
Oh.
Okay, so as grateful
you
as
you can make all your predictions. Okay. Somebody's going to be right somewhere.
Okay. As grateful as
down.
We are,
I know
you dropping us this knowledge. We need more. Can you give us... No. Obviously, you can't tell us who's going to die, but can you tell us whether it's going to be like a male or female?
No!
Is it a Missy?
Nothing.
Sam is reaching.
I have to dig because you want to know these things. So, like, what can you tell us besides it's going to be great? And, like, what can you tell us? Come on, please.
Well, I think some people's favorites are going to, we're not talking, what's his name? You know,
right.
It's not like that.
Oh.
Yeah, okay, so my heart hurts already.
One of the mains.
Somebody's going down.
No, I just said some,
we know. Somebody's.
Some exciting stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Not cop number 3.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Right, okay. Someone major.
Oh, man.
Got it.
Okay, so does anyone have any... We don't really need to do predictions, but does anyone have a question that they want to throw out before we wrap and say thank you? Okay, I'm trying, chat room. I really am trying before we wrap up.
I just, it's Power, so nobody is safe.
Okay.
Ever.
Yeah.
And we've seen.
Right.
Seen that.
Yeah.
And I just want to just say congratulations to the entire staff, because from the writing, from the writing, from the music, like the overall production of the show is fantastic. And I noticed that it seems to be kind of like the same, you guys have a nice tight circle of people, the writers and the writers and producers and everything. So I just want to say congratulations to you guys. You guys deserve everything that you guys are getting. The show is more popular than ever. Mm-hmm. And just congratulations to be a part of such of a phenomenal show, because you, as an executive producer, you know, you've been a part of other shows, but has it?
No, this is, it does, it feels, it's really special. It's a family. We're so blessed that so many people are coming back year after year of our crew. Everybody's really tight. People know the show, and it's literally every department that makes it what it is. As you said, our directors of photography, our production designers, our costume designers, our hair and makeup people who, you know, start the actors' days every day and get everybody looking amazing. You know, I mean, every department, you know, our guys who drive them there. Like, you know, we've got everybody coming back. And
New York loves it, too, because I hear a lot when you guys shoot in the street, like, people
The streets are talking.
The streets are talking, and people are like, there's crowds outside.
There are. I will say 50 really gets them going.
Yeah, sure. He's the one.
He does. He stirs it up.
Well, in a good way. Courtney was here, she just spoke, you know, so highly of you, and we already know you've been here before, so, I mean, we really appreciate you. I just get happy seeing your name come across the, the credits and everything.
Hey, Shannon. Courtney is amazing. She's created an incredible show here. And she and Gary are, you know, running that room and killing it with the stories. And we just do our best to try to get what they write up on the screen.
Nice. So, and shout out to Gary.
Writing is phenomenal.
And can you let everyone know where you could be found on social media?
Oh, Shanna Stein, at Shanna Stein on Twitter. And on Instagram, it's at Shanna Stein Prod.
There
you go.
The new one, and that's brand new.
Yep. Well, you guys can find me across all of my social media platforms at Robin Ayers.
You guys can find me everywhere at Stiletto Jill. No show next week, just a reminder.
You can find me everywhere at The Jimmy V.
And you can find me on all social media at Bam Erickson. And again, man, we want to thank our special guest. We have Mr. Brandon Victor Dixon, who's
shout out to Brandon, man.
Brandon Victor Dixon.
Congratulations on your Emmy nomination, and we're rooting for you. And there's some people in here that we think is probably going to vote for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That put his cast.
And we want to thank the lovely Mrs. Stein, who is the executive producer, or one of the executive producers, on The Best Show on TV. Thank you so much for stopping by and chatting with us and dropping us nuggets. And thank you to all the fans, the people that are watching and listening.
Thank you, YouTube.
Thank you to YouTube. Thank you to the live chat room. Thank you guys so much, because...
Without you, we would not be here.
So stay tuned, guys.
See you guys we'll see you next time.
In 2 weeks, because there's no episode next week. So we see you guys in 2 weeks with our special guest, Mr. Michael J. Ferguson, who plays Two-Bit.
Ow.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.